IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. We have two very special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That's all right. Recently, the notorious Charlie Hebdo magazine in France again desecrated, we can say, with its caricatures and cartoons, the main characters of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, and in his recent versions, you know, the supreme leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, under the flag of the so-called freedom of speech, they are disrespecting and desecrating the religious beliefs of others. That's right, Sheikh Rouhani. Up to now was about Prophet Muhammad and the Islamic sanctities. What about the supreme leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei? And recently, you know, he was disrespected by Charlie Hebdo magazine too. What about his personality?
I think the main problem when it comes to the supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei, hafizahullah, is this: that this Islamic Republic of Iran is not like a blindly follower of them. Mm-hmm. While in other maybe Islamic countries, they may find the leaders of those countries, okay, that they follow them
hand in hand with them. That's
exactly,
right.
Yeah. But what the supreme leader does nowadays is this: that he very explicitly, very categorically opposes their doctrines, their teachings, their ideas. But at the same time, Islamic Republic of Iran is very much powerful and is very much strong in terms of ideology. I mean, in terms of, let's say, software, we can say, and at the same time, in terms of hardware. In both kind of areas, in both kind of cases, Islamic Republic of Iran is day by day becoming more and more powerful. This is what they fear.
Of course, the issue between Iran and France is a really, we can say, old one. In a speech that was given by Ayatollah Khamenei on January 8, 2021, Ayatollah Khamenei said that, "I really don't trust them," that is the US, the US and the UK governments, on the vaccination. And one of the reasons that he added is that, "I do not trust the French either. The reason is that they have a history of giving us contaminated blood products." As you could remember, Iran was the victim, and so many people in Iran were the victims of the HIV-tainted products that was given, unfortunately, to the Iranian, we can say, sick people on that time. And they infected so many Iranians with HIV. This is not my case. You know, a journalist named Anne-Marie Castret, who was a physician in April 1991, disclosed this case, mm-hmm, in a magazine, that so many addicted people were invited to the hospitals of France. Their bloods were taken and they were given coffee and sandwich. And then the polluted and the HIV-tainted blood were sent to the other countries under the full knowledge, you know, under the full knowledge of the principals of the hospitals and the governors. That's why France has no, we can say, that's right, white history in this case. Not only Iran, but so many other countries, so many African countries too, were polluted by these bloods over there. Now, okay, Sayyid Mohsen, about the case of Ayatollah Khamenei. Recently, we can say, unfortunately, they disrespected him in such a case, you know. From one side, we could see the protest against Iran, against General Soleimani and Ayatollah Khamenei. And from the other side, we could see disrespectful cartoons on the magazines. It seems that they're really matched together, you know, all the events that took place in Iran and these cartoons over there. What is your point on that?
Well, obviously, we know that behind everything that happened in Iran was a planned, an organized, we can say, like support, the things that happened in Iran. on the name of freedom, which was not the freedom,
okay,
and which was against the will of the general public of Iran, because
yes,
the general public of Iran, when they reacted on what happened, obviously their number was much more than what was shown by the Western media. So basically, these cartoons of Ayatollah Khamenei shows that the Western powers, they failed in what they planned mm-hmm. for Iran. Obviously, they planned a new revolution in Iran through the the hijacked people,
yes,
who were brainwashed. And since they are like, you know, they faced the failure as they faced the failure in different fields, for example, in Syria, in Iraq, in Yemen, in Palestine, they're facing the defeat. So basically, in this field, they also faced the defeat. And this was the last thing that now we need to start character assassination of the leaders,
yes,
so that they're not the most beloved leaders of the world. You know, you have seen that in many, many times. We have seen in many years, whenever there was a talk about the most beloved leaders,
mm-hmm.
the most we can say like influential,
yes, yes, yes,
political leaders,
even Pope.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's right.
The name of Ayatollah Khamenei, yes, Sayyid Ali Khamenei,
yes,
the supreme leader, was
yes,
there.
Yes.
The name of Hassan Nasrallah is always there.
Yes,
these two personalities.
Sorry, recently
Ayatollah Sistani as well.
Yes, recently on the the best Arab man of the year, the picture of Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah was deleted too. Was mm-hmm. deleted.
Yeah,
on purpose. Okay.
Right.
It was on the cover and then it
yes,
was deleted.
It was deleted.
He was among the list, but his picture was not, for example, on the list.
On the title
but,
page,
but,
yes,
but look who was on the list. Look who was on the cover. Just take a look.
So basically, these personalities, for example, Ayatollah Sistani,
uh-huh.
Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei,
yes,
the supreme leader, Hassan Nasrallah, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, these are the most influential people, the most beloved leaders,
yes,
of the world. And there is no doubt in it, like after the Islamic Revolution. And these so-called leaders, like the Western leaders, for example, the French or the other
yes,
leaders, who think that they are the most beloved or they can rule the world, they are not the most beloved, but they're the most cursed people on the
okay,
earth.
Okay, that's all right. Dozens of Iranians protesters have gathered outside France's embassy in Tehran to express their anger to French publication after it called for cartoons attacking the Islamic Republics of Iran top religious and political authority by chanting, "I will sacrifice my life for the leader." And this was what won. The flag of France was also on fire over there. Different demonstrations were held in different cities of Iran. Also, religious seminary students have protested against this action of France. As I said, Iran says that French government is responsible for infamous magazines' profane cartoons against Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. This shows the power of Ayatollah Khamenei, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
In the world, and his status is now shown to the people around the world.
Yes, finally, I wanted to just mention this point that if they are really dedicated to those kind of claims that they apparently claim that they respect the human mm-hmm. rights, they
yes,
respect freedom of expression, they actually spread the peace and
yes,
tolerance in the world. These are the things that the liberal kind of theoricians, we can say, in France, they always claim.
Okay.
So, of course, if you're strong enough,
mm-hmm.
then you should not fear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why are you fearing? Yes.
Yeah, why are you fearing? If you fear, then this kind of means that you make use, like make cartoons of some figures, it can never help you to gain something.
Yes.
That is why at least be dedicated would be, let's say, faithful to those kind of things, principles that you have.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to, for example, spread peace in the world,
yes,
so you should not do such kind of things because it will never spread peace in the world. Or, for example, if you respect the other's rights, so religious kind of beliefs is the human rights. It could be
yes,
included in, according to your principles. The people have the right to have their own, let's say, beliefs. Particularly when it comes to Islam, as I told you, Islam never allows its followers to to insult, for example, the other great figures of the other religions, other followers of other schools. So this is the peace that Islam is spreading. Okay. That's why we say Islam is a religion of peace.
That's right.
And mercy. Okay. Yeah, I think these are the points that at least we should that should be taken into consideration while
on the other hand, obviously, on the other hand, we should not forget the assassination of the Algerian people by the French government.
Yes, yes, yes.
The French Revolution, where in Paris they killed 3,000 people.
Yes.
14,000 people in different provinces.
Yes.
So this is the black page of France.
Yes.
You know,
the black history is basically.
Black history, yes. The black history of the government, which is talking about the human rights today, which is talking about the, the freedom of speech, where the people of that time did not have the freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. And these were their, we can say, the leaders who did this. Yes. And today, if they're enjoying a place, it is because of the blood of innocent people which they shed.
Yes,
which
yes.
they shed at yes, that yes. time. And, the sculptures of the Algerian
yes, yes.
Muslims, which is in the museum, it shows the black face of this evil government in today's world.
Therefore, there is a museum, there is a picture that the people can Google it, that the skulls, skulls of 400 Muslim peoples and we can say scientists are held over there in the museum. And this has been considered as an honor for the French history. How is it possible to keep out the skulls of 400 Muslims in a museum and show it to the people that this is our victory in the world? Who, as Joseph France, the main, colonial power in the world, who have monopolized so many other countries, especially the African ones. Now just look at the French football team. Are they French really? Most of them are Algerian, They are not. They don't have even French people over there.
Yeah.
Okay. And under such, we can say French flag, they are playing for them, and so many other people over there. That's all right. As you said, this is the black history. The people, if they are looking for the case, they can go to the blood. Yeah. Blood contamination scandal.
If you just search in BBC how a massacre of Algerian in Paris was covered up, the BBC will show you in a day how many. It says around 30,000 Algerian had taken to the streets of Paris.
Wow.
Now it's the black history that they have in 1961. Yes. How police killed 100 protesters. They did not had, today when there is a protest in Islamic Republic of Iran, under the leadership of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei, we see many people coming to the streets, chanting, even against the Supreme Leader or the government.
Okay.
No one is getting killed.
Yes.
During the protests. Whereas we have recently seen these, the scenes on the TV, that how the French government was beating up the people who were protesting against the governments, and even in the UK as well.
Yes.
So all these things shows us the hypocrisy. It shows us their evilness. It shows us their dark picture or the evil face of these governments
at
this time.
All right. And not only Iran or Muslim lands, also the USA is, the victim. It is estimated that 6,000 to 10,000 hemophiliacs were infected in the United States alone because of the contaminated Iran. And now they're hand in hand together, Macron and the U.S. because
it was this is hypocrisy because they forgot about their history, what they have done to them.
And some of our dear listeners might think that because we're producing from Iran, we are saying this. No, they can search it on the Google. They can find the documents. Even the documents, the paper documents are put on the Google showing over there. Okay. Thank you much, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information, log on to our website, parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, accept Allah. يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها أنا